I really, really want you to check this episode out. It'll debut tomorrow at 12 noon on all of our websites here, and certainly at ours, at WIBX950.com. It's called Plate Night. And you'll like this, the Fairways restaurant. It is beautiful, and the food is really good. And that beer cheese is, did you have any of that, Christine?
Not yet, because I can't talk if I eat cheese. I've got to wait until after.
I don't care. okay, so we have a big event. I'll let you start this off here, Rose, if I've got you on that microphone. Good morning. Russell Stewart, Rose Grimaldi in studio from the Board of Elections. You guys are really working because you want to see everybody in this area, in Oneida County, registered and participating in the election process.
Correct.
It's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
Yeah.
We have right now about 32%. Of the residents
right.
in Oneida.
Russ, if you can get nice, both of you guys, if you can get nice and tight onto the, onto the. By the way, if you'd like, and Christine will explain what goes on with this, hashtag ROC2Vote, if you use Twitter. But your numbers are right now what?
It's about 32% of the residents in Oneida County are not registered to vote. Russell and I sit down and we kind of put a plan together, and we came up with the help of all of you here, and we appreciate that very much. Rock to vote in Oneida County.
And the concept is we picked one day where you're going to be out every, and it's any day. Obviously, you can vote at any time, but you want to be able to vote in this upcoming congressional race, and this would meet that deadline, right?
It would definitely meet the deadline, and it's a campaign. I mean, we're going to kick it off on the 15th, but it's going to run all year long.
Yeah. Right.
Actually, it's a two-phase. One is to get them to register, and one of the other things that we're going to do is try to get out in the community with the machines. Mm-hmm. And run some events, do some mock elections where people can get comfortable with the machines also. So
I just rode in a vehicle that's an amazing $80,000 vehicle. We should put as much effort into the machines that we make. I mean, this process is really simple once you get used to it, right?
It is simple. We were doing some homework the other day getting ready for this election, the primary, and we were looking at some of the numbers 2 years ago during the congressional primary. Some of the townships, we're looking at single digits turnouts.
Wow.
6-7%.
And you don't want to do that for this race. This is a big race.
Yes. Well, we have two candidates from Oneida County, so we think the turnout's going to be larger.
And I got to tell you, two candidates from Oneida County, but this is basically the, if Hannah wins, it's basically the election. There's no Democrat challenge, right?
Right.
No, there's no.
Actually, it would be the election. I mean, I can't imagine. I don't know what would happen if Hannah would continue on. If he's certainly on other lines, right? But if he were to win, this is the election. There's no Democrat.
Could be. Yes.
Could be.
Yeah.
Yes. Definitely.
So this is a pretty important deal. So I would almost dare to say, and Christine, I think we talked about this, 32% that is not registered to vote doesn't seem like a bad number. I would have thought it would have been worse.
Well, I mean, if you look at the 32 that are not even registered, I mean, out of the 68, when you start to look at the numbers,
how many
they're
vote?
Not coming out.
They're not coming out.
In our last election, we had just barely 30% of the people come out to vote in November of last year.
Wow.
Out of that 68. So 68 may sound good, but when we look at the numbers, people are just not getting out.
Well, so, campaign number one is getting everybody to register. Campaign number two is getting them out to vote.
Getting them out to vote.
Once they are registered to vote. Right. All right, anything else you want to add? Let's talk about the event and how it's going to happen and where everybody's going to be.
We will have four sites within the city of Utica, one at City Hall, one at the Oneida County Office Building. We will have another at the Mohawk Valley Community Action Agency, which is on 1100 Miller Street.
Mm-hmm.
And the last site in Utica will be at the Utica Community Health Center, which is at 1651 Oneida Street.
And we're going to have two in Rome, one at City Hall and one at the YMCA.
And this is going to be held when?
Thursday, May 15th. 10
so
to 2.
So that's a week from tomorrow.
Correct.
From 10 a.m. until 2.
Correct.
Come on out and register to vote.
And also, we are going to all of the towns and the village clerks have registration forms.
Got it.
We've sent packets to them. So anyone within a town or a village can stop by at their town or village clerk office, pick up a registration form, fill it out, send it to us. You can also go online on our website, download a form, fill it out, send it in, or stop by our office, Union Station, third floor, fill out a registration form.
What is the deadline? What is the deadline for this congressional primary?
May 30th.
Yeah, okay, it's usually about 25
to register.
Yes.
Before,
yes. Yep. May 30th. Before.
All right. So the goal is to reduce that 32% number.
Correct.
All right. And we'll be talking about it a lot more as we enter and get near next week. So spread the word. Get out there
Definitely.
And register to vote.
Yes.
All right, guys. Anything else you want to add?
No, thank you for all your effort from WIBX.
Yes. And also the volunteers that will be out at the sites are from the League of Women Voters.
Got it. Okay.
And we really want to thank them and appreciate all of their efforts and,
awesome.
And their support. So
okay.
Thank you.
Rose and Russell, thank you guys.
Thank you very much.
We'll come back and wrap it up here in a second. Hold tight. First News Q in the morning at WIBX.